If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to John 21, John chapter 21. Let me just read you something, kind of goes along with what David was saying there a minute ago. If we ain't careful in this world we live in, we tend to be angry. There's a lot of stuff that makes you mad. There's a lot of stuff that makes me mad. I'm serious. I'm your pastor. I'm pastor's church, but I get mad. I get mad at the devil every day. I hate that rascal. I despise him with a passion. Amen. One of these days, I hope I get to lay a boot on him, kick him in that lake of fire. Amen. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him, what he does to us. But if we'll let the Lord help us, he will. In Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible says this, verse 26, it be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. He said, we can be angry. It ain't wrong to be angry. There's a lot of things that we need to be angry about. When the devil's trying to destroy homes and lives and families, we ought to be angry about that. It ought to make us mad at the devil. Amen? But he says, be angry and sin not. We ought to be mad at the devil, but not at people. Old sinners, along this walk of life, we come in contact with them every day, and they mess with us. And they do it on purpose. They just push your button just to see how far you'll go. Amen? It makes you angry. Amen? But we ought to be angry at the sin and not the sinner. Amen? Because that old sinner don't know no better. And we got to contain this thing. Amen? And he says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, and neither give place for the devil. So we can't give the devil an inch or he'll take a mile. And he tells us, he goes on in this chapter and tells us how to do that. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. He said, you got these bars of ivory. He said, you got to contain that wrath. You got to hold it. Amen? What we got to do is we got to take it to the throne of grace and say, Lord, I need you to help me. I've told you before, I used to get mad. I'd blow up. I mean, I would. But finally, I got on my knees and I said, God, help me to put this wall of ivory up. God, it helped nothing to get through it. And he's put an alarm beacon in my heart, praise God, when it starts rising up there. And I say, and it just locks her down. Amen? He does. He locks her down. He's let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That may be an old lost sinner. But we need to minister the grace of God to them. The love of God should go forth from us in all that we do, even when we get angry. That's a hard thing to do. We're not human, we're flesh. But when it rises up, praise God, we're doing, with the help of the Lord, we can hold it back. And we can control it and we can redirect it. What we got to do is ask God, help me, Lord, to redirect this anger that's rising up in me. Because it ain't nothing but the devil. Amen? You say, well, how do we do it? He said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you sealed the day of redemption. We realize there's something in us that's bigger than it's out here. Amen? There's a power and a force in us because we've got to stop and think, you know what? I am a child of the King. Amen? I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost of God. I'm controlled by the Lord. Amen. Amen. That helps me. Maybe it'll help you, but it helps me. I'm controlled by the Lord. Amen. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Amen. And he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. All this bitterness, this raising of the voice, this screaming and hollering and carrying on, because everybody's watching us. The clamor that's going on, it may not be going on outward, it may be going on in your mind. But that clamor that's going on, he said, you got to get rid of it like you hate it. Say, I hate this old feeling that I have, amen. Lord God, I want to think on the pleasantness of God. Amen. Help me to think of a way to get rid of this mess. And then he tells us that way. And he says, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So he says, what we got to do is have the love of God and spread abroad in your heart, amen? You say, well, preacher, I can't forgive someone. I can't get... When I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm in fighting mode, amen? Praise the Lord. But he said, we got to get rid of that. We got to put it away like we hate it, amen? So that's what we got to do. That's how we have to take control of that. You're the only one that can, amen? We can't let people push our buttons till we spew, amen, like a volcano. We have to control ourselves because realizing that a whole world of lost souls is watching us and we're supposed to be that godly example, amen. It's especially in our homes, especially where we got little children. We know, mamas and daddies need to be that good godly influence, good godly example. And we need to pull back instead of letting this junk come out. We need to pull back. We may need to take a time out. Amen. Tell the children, say, look, I'll be back in a minute. Amen. And allow God to begin to deal with you. And you know, but you know what? I found out if when you do that, them children sit there and they think, where's he gone? What's he doing? What am I going to get when he gets back? Amen. But it gives you time to think about that, and you think about how you can handle this in the right manner. Be angry and sin not, and don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Take care of it with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope I help you. Hope I help somebody. We need to learn to control this. We're living in a world full of rage. Amen. I mean, everywhere you look, a rage. People jumped out on Patton Avenue the other day and took a ball back to this girl's car because they moved a little different what they thought they ought to have. Amen. It's just anger. It's rage. And it's just spilling over. We ask God to change that and take that out and fill us full of the Holy Ghost of God and full of love. Amen. Makes a difference. Amen. Amen. I hope that helped you. John chapter 21 tonight. John chapter 21, verse 1. And the Bible says this, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. Now we'll stop and say here, it says after these things, he's talking about the appearances that had that Jesus, after he had resurrected, after he had rose from the dead. And he says that he showed himself to them, and he showed himself to them on this wise. He said, there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they said unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that, that it was the Lord, he girded his fisherman's coat upon him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, drawing the net of fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fishes laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto him, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if the Lord will help me, on this thought. When Jesus reveals himself, amen, what a blessing it is when Jesus shows up. Amen. The Bible tells us here in John chapter 21, he says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples. Now, this is the third time. This is the third time that since the resurrection that Jesus showed himself to the disciples. Now, I want you to notice something you probably never thought of before, but I was reading through here and I've been reading through the Gospels because of the places and the things that that they show us and they teach us of where Jesus went and where Jesus walked. And as I thought about this, I thought after the resurrection that Jesus showed himself to who he wanted to show himself to. I can't find nowhere to after the resurrection where he showed himself to the Pharisees. The Bible said he came to his own received him not. Amen. So he no longer showed himself to the Pharisees. The Bible doesn't tell us anywhere where he showed himself to the Sadducees. Because they were Sadducees. They didn't believe in the resurrection anyway. So he never showed himself to the Sadducees. It never shows where he showed himself to the Herodians. You know, those political folks that was looking to get a big name for themselves. And I guarantee if they could have buddied up to him, they might have got some good political clout going. But the Bible does not ever tell us that he showed himself after the resurrection to the Herodians. Amen? Praise the Lord. To who does he show himself to? The only one he shows to those who would believe on him. I want to say glory be to God. It's a spiritual revealing. Amen. God, Jesus shows himself through a spiritual revealing. Those that would believe on him. After resurrection. You see, and the Bible tells us about Mary. Remember Mary? Mary had been with Mary Magdalene. She's the one who had cast out all these demons. She was the one who'd washed Jesus' hair with her feet with her hair. Amen. And she went down there to the tomb and Jesus was gone. And the angel said, he said, who are you looking for? And she looked around and she seen him and is assuming him to be the gardener. That blows my mind because she had been right there with him. She had waited on him. She was one of the ones that had fed him and worked with him and nurtured him and got food for him, set the table for him many, many, many times. But he was right there and she knew him not. Look back over in John 20, John chapter 20, in verse 14, she said, when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Now somebody that you'd been with so much, how could she not know who he was? Because he had not revealed himself to her. You know what's wrong with the church today? There's a whole lot of folks sitting in pews and Jesus has never revealed himself to them. They never truly came seeking him that they might find him. Amen? If you truly come seeking him that you find him, he begins to reveal himself to you. He begins to show himself to you. Amen? And Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Verse 15, she says, she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary? Amen. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Amen. I will say praise God. When Jesus reveals himself to you, he'll call you by your name and glory be to God. You'll know him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You can't help but know him. When he reveals himself to you. Ain't you glad he's still revealing himself to people today? The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 24 that they was two fellas and they was on the road to Emmaus. Remember that? It was the day after the resurrection. And the day of the resurrection, they said, Jesus then got up and they said, oh goodness, we don't know what's happening. Jesus falls in beside them. Amen. You know the story? He falls in beside them and he begins to walk with them. Amen. And in verse 30, the Bible said, it came to pass as he sat at meat with them. He took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. Now watch this. And their eyes were opened. Now they've been walking on the road with this fella. They had been communing with him. He had been talking to him. He had been expounding the word of God to them. And they knew not who he was. They knew, he said, and their eyes were open and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. So Jesus revealed himself to them. Amen. Only way we'll see him is if he reveals himself to us. How does he do it? He does it through the volume of the book. Amen. He reveals himself to us. Amen. And when we come looking for him, we'll find. But the only way he'll reveal himself to us is when we believe on him. Amen. When we got our faith and our confidence in the Lord. Amen. If we don't have our faith and confidence, there's not going to be a whole lot of revealing. Amen. There won't be no revealing in an unbeliever. I was talking to a fellow this evening, and he's confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen? But he's an unbeliever. He thinks you can just get in when you want to. You can do what you want to. You can live like you want to. He's like that fellow you was talking to. Don't need church. Don't want to be no part of church. But he says he loves Jesus. He don't know who Jesus is. Amen? That's the problem. They didn't know who Jesus was. If they know who Jesus is, then He'll show Himself to them. Now look in the volume of the text this morning. The Bible says that Jesus showed Himself to them again. This is the third time that Jesus showed Himself, revealed Himself to these disciples. Now He had told them to go to Galilee. He told Mary to tell them. He said, tell them to go to Galilee and wait on Me. Peter goes down to Galilee and he gets tired of waiting around. And I can see probably like me and Brother James, he's sitting around there waiting on the Lord. He said, well, it's a pretty day. We might as well go fishing. Amen. So they loaded up, and these other fellows, they load up with him, and they set out to fish. And they fish all evening, and they fish all night. Amen. And they catch nothing. Have you ever noticed when you go out on your own, you try to do something of your own, on your own, you don't have very good results? But praise God when we take Jesus with us. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all different. Amen. But I want to look at this for just a minute tonight, if we can, on when Jesus reveals Himself. And the Bible says that they had a memorable morning. Amen. I can see my mind's eye as they're there, and they've had an awful, miserable night. A night, the Bible says, and said that night they caught nothing. So it was a whole night of failure. Not only had they failed the Lord, they had failed themselves. They hadn't even caught no fish. Amen? You say, well, preacher, all night this fishing would be better than all night sitting on the shore. Not when you're out of the will of God, it ain't. Amen? I'd rather be with the Lord. But here we have what we have here. We have a time of testing that they have to go through. Amen? And this time of testing, sometimes it brings a little bit of disappointment. Sometimes it just brings absolute defeat. But sometimes it takes disappointment and defeat to get us prepared to see the Savior when He reveals Himself. Sometimes we have to get to have a little bit of defeat and disappointment, amen, to gear us up and prepare to be looking for something better. What's wrong with America today? We don't know that there's anything better than what we've got. Amen? I talked to a fellow today. He said, you know what? I don't understand what's happening in America. I said, I do. He said, we took Christ out of school. We took prayer out of school. We took preaching out of school. We took the Bible out of school. We've lost generations. He said, well, preacher, this is the Bible. Everybody knows about Jesus. I said, that's the biggest lie the devil's ever spun. Everybody don't know about Jesus. There's a whole lot of folks tonight that's never heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. A whole lot of our children they know the name, and that's all. They don't know that He died for the sins of the world, and He rose up, praise God, and He sat in victorious at the right hand of God. Amen? Praise the Lord, we need Him tonight. Amen. We need preparation so we can see Him when He comes. So it was a memorable morning. Amen. For them. They remember tonight they fished all night and didn't catch a thing. Amen. But at the Bible says in verse 4, it says, but at the break of day. Amen. Ain't you glad for a new day? Praise God. Bible said Jesus stood on the shore. A memorable morning. Praise God. And at the break of day, praise God, Jesus was standing on the shore. So the Bible says sorrow may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Praise be to God. They look, they're out there and they toiled all night and hadn't caught a thing. Amen. But praise God, they look. And then all of a sudden, there He is. Jesus is there, but the Bible says that they knew Him not. They knew not that it was Him. Amen. Knew not that it was Jesus. They didn't know who it was. He was some fellow over on the shore they could see, but they didn't know who He was. Amen. So Jesus, He begins to get their attention. See, He has a way of revealing Himself to me and you. when we don't know where to look. He has a way to get our attention and bring the focus to where it needs to be. Amen. So he leads them to a confession in verse 5. And then Jesus said unto them, "Children, have you any meat?" If it'd been me, I just told you, I get angry, frustrated, and aggravated, and I just, but Jesus didn't. He said, "They're supposed to be here in Galilee, supposed to be here waiting on me so I can inform them, get them in this thing. Where are they at? They going fishing. Fish all night." He said, "Well, just leave them out there. Let them toil all night." Amen. He whispered, "I just seems to whisper, fish go deep. Just go lay on the bottom. I'll get you in the morning." Amen. Amen. Hey, you want to do it by yourself? God said, "I'll let you. You go out there and just throw your net all you want to. Come out disappointed. Come out discouraged. Praise God." He said, "Glory be to God. I'm going to go up here and pray, rest up. I'll see you in the morning." Amen. So he goes out there and he says, "Have you any meat?" And they said, "None, Lord." They said, "No." They said, "No." They answered, "No, we ain't got a," he said, "we ain't got a thing." They wasn't no use to make excuses. Wasn't you no use to make up any long tales. They might know you say, "Well, you know, the sea was a little cantankerous and we couldn't get the boat in the right spot." You know what we use? We go fishing, don't catch nothing. Amen. Trolling motor wasn't working right. Amen. But he says, "No, Lord," said, "we ain't caught a thing." He brought them to an honest confession. They tried all night within themselves and hadn't done any good. Amen. Hadn't caught anything for themselves. Hadn't done any good for themselves, and they sure hadn't done any good for anybody else. See, we take off on our own, try to do things without the Lord, we'll not do no good for us, and we'll definitely not do no good for anybody else. We need the help of the Lord. So when Jesus began to reveal Himself, He had to bring them to a place of confession. They said, "Have you any meat?" They said, "No." He said, "We don't have nothing. Don't have nothing in ourselves. Don't have nothing to give to nobody else. See, we're empty. Check the boat. There's nothing here." Amen. But what does it do? It opens up a place for faith. A testing of faith. So the Lord's there and they hear this voice. They hear that voice. And that voice, it's a voice of authority. Amen. Hey, coming out across that sea, it's like no voice they've ever heard. They couldn't see the man, but they could hear the voice. Amen. A voice of authority speaks out, and they heard it. Now, I want to ask you a question. I thought about this in the study there this morning. I was sitting there, and I thought about this, and the Lord spoke my heart. He said, "How many times have I spoken to you from the shore, and I know you've heard me, and what'd you do with it?" Oh, me. I had to get down beside my chair and study, and I said, "Oh God, forgive me a sinner." Amen. There's been many a time that He spoke to me. I know it was God. Spoke to me. I heard it. And I didn't do nothing about it. Amen. God help us. Amen. When there's a voice of authority calling from yonder shore, praise God, and we hear it, we are to obey it. Amen. Praise God. It'll make all the difference in the world. It'll keep us from grieving the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. It'll get us right on the right sphere for worship, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Testing our faith, that voice. Verse 6 says, spoke from that shore. Amen. Amen. But notice how he turns failure to success. And he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." So they heard that voice, and they said, "Hey." He said, "Huh?" He said, "Cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you'll find." Now, if it had been me and you, Andrew, we'd say, "Well, you know, I ain't going to do that. We done been fishing all night. We ain't caught a thing. What's casting that one more time going to do?" He said, "Well," he said, that voice heard, I can just see old John. He says, well, listen, Peter. He said, "Cast it on the right side, and we'll find." It sounds to me like he knows what he's talking about. It sounded to me like a voice of authority. And he said, "We heard it. He's called out, told us what to do. The least thing we can do is do what he says." Amen. So the Bible says they take that net and they cast it on the right side. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Amen. Praise God, when we hear from the Lord, when we hear that authority from on high, we hear and we obey Him. Praise God, He blesses us with an overabundance, praise God. Amen. Glory be God, He meets and exceeds our expectations. Amen. Praise God, abundantly rewarded them. Verse 7, I can see old John. They cast that net in there. He says, Peter, let's just cast the net. Amen. The Bible said that one that Jesus loved said to Peter, he says, it's got to be the Lord. I mean, when they cinched that net up, they was 150 and three great big fishes. I mean, the net was full, praise God. He said, hey, this has got to be the Lord. Hey, man, there ain't nobody can do this but the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, anytime you need in the book, praise God, ain't nobody can do it like the Lord. When the Lord reveals Himself, He'll reveal Himself into the abundance, praise God. He took their defeat, took their discouragement, and turned it into success. See, that's what He'll do for me and you if you'll let. He'll take their defeat and their discouragement and turn it into success. Amen. Amen. Provide the need, meet the need, amen, far and above our expectations. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's just the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. So you see, but how does He do it? Because He spoke with authority. That's the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is our authority. And they believed it. Amen. John said, well, Peter, we know what we got to do. So he said, throw it on the right side. So we got to throw it on the right side. And when they did, they encircled a great multitude of fishes. Amen. What happened? They heard the Word and they believed it. They received it. Amen. That's what we do when we hear the Word and we believe. That's receiving the Word. Taking it to ourselves, praise God. And then it begins to give in great abundance. Even to overflowing. So we see what the Lord does here in providing for their wants. I thought about this in Psalms 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now I thought about this. By now, these fellows have been out there all evening. They've been out there all night. And I tell you, out there on the lake, you can get cold. You know, that little bit of breeze out there in the water went up between you and the North Pole, it can get pretty chilly even on a warm night. And so they're out there and they've toiled all night. They're cold and they're tired and they're hungry. Amen. Can you see this? And so they head for the shore and they're rowing, you know, just hard as they can, pulling that great big net. Paul girds on his fisherman's coat because he's naked. He was in his short stuff and he jumped in it. And praise God, and he swam to shore and we pulled up on there. Jesus said, he said, Peter, how about helping them get in those fish? Amen. He said, how about helping? Let's just see what you've got. And so when they come to the shore there, and the Bible says in verse 9, as soon then as they came to land, now watch this, they saw a fire of coals there, a place to warm themselves. Amen. See, Jesus knowed what they would need before they ever got there. I want to say, Jesus knows what you need before you ever get there. Nothing has ever caught Him by surprise. Amen. So the Bible said He had a fire of coals there, fish laid there on Him, bread. Amen. And then Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. He said, you hadn't caught nothing before. But He said, you heard me, you believed on me. Amen. You done what I told you. And now He said, let's just see what you got. Amen. Let's look at let's put it up here and let's judge the results. He said, a night of toiling without me and a night, and just a few minutes of following my directions. Amen. 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 The difference, amen, is in the Lord when He reveals Himself to us. Praise God. We see the results. Amen. Praise God in its miraculous results. Why is it? Because the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen? So Jesus is on the shore, and this is the third time that He's revealed Himself to the disciples. And he said, let's see what you've got. And Simon went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes. Verse 11, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Amen. When Jesus allows you to make a catch, praise God, they don't none get away. Amen. Praise the Lord. When He helps you to have a catch, none gets away. Praise the Lord. He'll reel them all in. Praise God. Amen. So then Jesus, he says, you know what? He says, I want to show you a little bit of fellowship. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. Amen. I like this. Because He said, I want fellowship with you just a little bit. He said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I think it's where we got our term breakfast. He said, fellas, I want you to pull up the shore and I want you to break the fast. Amen. He said, you fasted all night. You ain't had nothing. He said, I want you to break the fast. I want to break. I want to fellowship with you. Amen. He said, Jesus said, I want to spend some time with you. Some quality time with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And can you see him as them fellas? Look at that. Boy, that fire. He's up there by that fire, boy, and they begin to warm. Amen. They begin to get warm. And them big old goosebumps get off of them. Amen. By that fire, the Lord done kindled. And then they see them fishes. And they see that bread. And praise God, He done supplied the need. Before, the Lord didn't count on them. Amen. Praise God. He was trying to show them that they just need to put their trust. They need to count on Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, we can't count on us. We need to count in Him. But the only one we trust in is Him. I think of Matthew 22:4, I believe it is, where the Lord was talking about that marriage supper. And He said, behold, all things are now ready. I got to thinking on that this morning. I about had me a hallelujah spell. I just see the Lord as He kindles up the fire. He gets the fire going, gets the fish on there, gets the bread and cut bread, gets everything just right. And He stepped back and He said, behold, all things are ready. Amen. Glory be to God. And He calls the disciples. He says, hey, fellas, come and dine. Amen. But boy, that's good. But one day, praise God, that's going to happen in reality for every child of God. One of these days, He's going to reveal Himself, Brother David, to us in the portals of glory. And He's going to gather and He's going to say, come and dine. Behold, all things are now ready. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. And the Lord will reveal Himself. Praise God forevermore. Amen. When Jesus reveals Himself... You know, I said all that to say this. When Jesus reveals Himself to us, boy, we ought to take a hallelujah spell. Amen. Take time out and just shout a while. Amen. Give glory waves. Amen. When Jesus reveals Himself when He shows Himself to us, amen, we ought to just praise Him and give Him glory. Listen, hey, young, don't ever grieve the Holy Ghost of God when Jesus shows up. When He reveals Himself, amen, just give Him praise. Amen. Just give Him praise. Thank Him. Amen. The Bible said, then Jesus said, and none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. The old John done said, hey, Peter, it's got to be the Lord. The Lord's the only one that can do anything like this. I believe old Peter, when he pulled up there on the shore, wore out paint, tongue lolled out, he looked over and began to see that, I think he said, Lord, he's got to be the Lord. Ain't nobody can do it like the Lord does. Amen. And he said, then Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. He said, this is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after that He was risen from the dead. Amen. He didn't show Himself to nobody else. He didn't show Himself to the people that was unbelievers. But Jesus will show Himself. He'll reveal Himself to those that's born again. I want to ask you tonight, how long has it been since you've seen Jesus? Amen. Does Jesus reveal Himself to you on a regular fashion? Amen. If He don't, we need to check up. Because Jesus wants to show Himself to us. And He says now, we can't look out like they did and see Him here and there and yonder. But He said in the volume of the book, it's written of Me. Jesus said, if you'll pick up that book, He said, I'll reveal Myself to you day by day by day. Amen. You know what He's saying? He said, hey, listen. Come and dine. Amen. He's revealing Himself to you, and He's saying, come and dine with Me. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus reveals Himself, He's wanting to, but whether we want Him to or not is what makes the difference. When Jesus reveals Himself, amen. I'm glad He's revealing Himself today. Hey, He hasn't changed not one whit. He's the same yesterday and forever. He's still revealing Himself to men, women, boys, and girls. If we'll just receive Him and believe in Him, trust in Him, amen, He'll continue to reveal Himself day by day by day. And one day in a little while, praise God, we'll lose gravitation and we'll go be with Him forever to that great revelation, revealing day, amen. When He reveals Himself, and we'll see Him. The Bible says, Philippians says, we'll see Him as He is. Praise God. Won't that be something? Amen. Glory be to God. We'll see Him as He is. Boy, and then see Him face to face, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name.